Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anucha Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Om Birla files nomination as NDA candidate for Lok Sabha Speaker. Opposition INDIA bloc fields Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. The oath-taking ceremony of newly elected members of 18th Lok Sabha continues for the second day. International Sugar Organization Council meeting begins in New Delhi. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi calls for a global cooperation for sustainable and varied production of sugarcane. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange freed from UK prison after deal with US authorities. Sensex jumps over 500 points to hit a fresh all-time high, Nifty 2 at a new peak. And in Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Afghanistan clinch a thriller against Bangladesh to enter their maiden semi-finals. Australia bow out of the tournament. And now the news in detail. Senior BJP MP Om Birla, who was also the speaker in the last Lok Sabha, will be the NDA nominee for the post this time as well, whereas the opposition INDIA bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both the candidates today filed their nominations for the speaker's post, for which the election is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Earlier, the government and the opposition failed to reach to a consensus for the post. Talking to media outside the parliament, Union Minister Piyush Goyal said senior union ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and JP Nadda had a meeting with Congress leader K.C. Venugopal and DMK MP T.R. Balu over the issue. However, they were insisting to announce the name of the deputy speaker before endorsing Mr. Birla's candidature. Mr. Goyal said they were informed that the deputy speaker issue will be dealt at the time of its election. He said the opposition was putting conditions which was rejected by the government.
इस प्रकार की राजनीति की निंदा करते हैं और मुझे लगता है कि अच्छी परंपरा ये रहती कि लोकसभा निर्विरोध एक सर्वसम्मति से अध्यक्ष चुनता तो लोकसभा की भी मर्यादा अच्छी रहती, सभी पक्ष का उसमें योगदान रहता और स्पीकर वैसे भी किसी सत्तारूढ़ पार्टी या विपक्ष का नहीं होता है, वो पूरे सदन का होता है। वैसे ही उपाध्यक्ष भी कोई पार्टी या दल का नहीं होता, पूरे सदन का होता है।
Earlier, Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said that the opposition is ready to extend support to the NDA nominee for the Speaker's post, but the Deputy Speaker's post must be given to the opposition candidate. Talking to reporters outside the parliament, Mr. Gandhi said Union Minister Rajnath Singh had called the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge seeking support for the Speaker's post. He said Mr. Kharge had told him that the opposition is ready to extend support to the NDA nominee, but as per the convention, the Deputy Speaker's post should be given to the opposition. Our correspondent reports that the Lok Sabha Speaker has been elected without any contest since independence, and this would be probably for the first time that there will be a contest for the post.
राजनाथ सिंह जी ने खारगे जी से कहा, देखिए आप हमारे स्पीकर को सपोर्ट कीजिए। पूरी ऑपोजिशन ने कहा है कि हम स्पीकर को सपोर्ट करेंगे, मगर कन्वेंशन ये है कि डेप्यूटी स्पीकर ऑपोजिशन को मिलना चाहिए।
Union Minister and LJPR leader Chirag Paswan today questioned the opposition INDIA bloc's approach over the Lok Sabha Speaker's post. Talking to media outside Parliament, he said that the way the opposition has come up with conditions to support the NDA nominee for the Speaker's post in lieu of the Deputy Speaker's post is not right. Meanwhile, the opposition nominee for the Lok Sabha Speaker's post, K. Suresh, said there has been a convention that the Speaker will be of the ruling party and the Deputy Speaker will be given to the opposition. He added that the BJP-led government denied the opposition the Deputy Speaker's post in the last two terms of the Lok Sabha, saying that Congress is not the recognized opposition. He added that now Congress is a recognized opposition and the Deputy Speaker's post is the opposition's right, but the government is not ready to give it. The second day of the 18th Lok Sabha today began with newly elected MPs taking oath as the members of the House. As the House met for the day, Advocate Govaal Kamda Pauri of Congress took oath in Hindi, while another party MP, Bachao Shobha, took oath in Marathi. BJP MP Smita Udaywag also took oath in Marathi. Another party MP Anoop Sanjay Dhotre, Balwant Baswant Wangkhade of Congress, Amar Sharad Rao Kali of NCP Sharad Pawar, Shyam Kumar Daulat Barve of Congress, Dr. Shrikant Eknath Shinde of Shiv Sena, Naresh Ganpat Maske of Shiv Sena, and others were also administered the oath. The oath-taking ceremony is underway. A total of 266 MPs took oath yesterday, and the remaining MPs will take oath today. Vice President and Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, administered the oath to the newly elected members of Rajya Sabha, Sunetra Ajit Pawar, in Parliament House today. On the occasion, Minister of State in the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, L. Murugan, and Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman, Hari Vansh, were among those present. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to all those great men and women who resisted the emergency of 1975. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this day reminds how the Congress Party subverted basic freedoms and trampled over the Constitution of India, which every Indian respects greatly. He said that the then Congress government disregarded every democratic principle and made the nation into a jail. Mr. Modi said that those who imposed the emergency have no right to profess their love for the Constitution. He further added, these are the same people who have imposed Article 356 on innumerable occasions, got a bill to destroy press freedom, destroyed federalism, and violated every aspect of the Constitution. Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that the 25th June 1975 is a day when the Congress Party's politically driven decision to impose a state of emergency shook the very pillars of country's democracy and tried to trample over the constitution given by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that during this period, those who today claim to be the guardians of the Indian democracy left no effort to suppress the voices raised in defense of the constitutional values. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
Welcome back to the Midday News on Akashvani. Union Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi, has called for a global cooperation for sustainable and varied production of sugar cane. Addressing the workshop, Sugar and Biofuels, Emerging Vistas, during the 64th International Sugar Organization, ISO Council meeting in Delhi, Mr. Joshi said that it is the key to balance the interests of the consumers, farmers and industry while formulating any plan. He added that value of sugar cane has reached a new height due to its ability to produce clean fuel. Talking to the media, Mr. Joshi hoped that with India hosting the ISO meeting after 12 years, new and innovative ideas will be churned out for farmers' welfare, consumer welfare and water saving, which is the need of the hour.
12 वर्ष के बाद पहली बार आईएसओ का मीटिंग कॉन्फ्रेंस इधर चल रहा है जैसे मैंने कहा वैरायटी इम्प्रूवमेंट में फार्मर्स वेलफेयर के लिए कंज्यूमर वेलफेयर के लिए और वाटर सेविंग के लिए क्योंकि दिस इज वन ऑफ दी क्रॉप व्हिच कंज्यूम्स हाईएस्ट वाटर और उसके साथ कंज्यूमर और फार्मर्स का भी हमको ख्याल रखना है एंड इंडिया इज द सेकेंड लार्जेस्ट प्रोड्यूसर एंड द हाईएस्ट कंज्यूमर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इसका एक बाई प्रोडक्ट है बायोफ्यूल भी इसके बारे में भी अच्छा काम होना चाहिए.
The 64th ISO Council meeting is being hosted in New Delhi. The first meeting of the high-level committee of experts constituted by the Ministry of Education to ensure a transparent, smooth and fair conduct of examinations through National Testing Agency, NTA, was held yesterday. Talking to media in New Delhi, the chairman of the committee, Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, said the first priority of the committee is to elicit concerns and suggestions from the students and parents, for which the committee will engage with them. Dr. Radhakrishnan said the committee is also looking at developing a robust and tamper-proof system aiming to lessen the difficulties and stress of the students.
First priority for us is to elicit from the students and parents of this country their concerns and their suggestions. We are going to engage with them as far as possible in person or through the electronic media. The next priority for us, a robust system, a tamper-proof system, a system with zero error, and a system that will lessen the difficulties and stress for the students.
The government constituted a 7-member committee headed by former ISRO chairman Dr. K. Radhakrishnan. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has taken Suomotu cognizance of a media report on the death of people after consuming spurious liquor in Kallakuruchi district, Tamil Nadu. Reportedly, a large number of people, including women, are under treatment in hospitals, some of whom are in critical condition. Referring to a media report in this regard, NHRC has issued notices to the Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police, Government of Tamil Nadu, calling for a detailed report within 1 week. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been freed from the UK prison after a deal with the US authorities. It will see him plead guilty to criminal charges of conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defense information. WikiLeaks said in a post on social media platform that Assange was granted bail by the High Court in London after spending more than 5 years in jail. He would spend no time in US custody as per the conditions finalized in a tentative deal with the US Justice Department. The BSE Sensex today surged over 590 points to hit a new high above 77,900 levels, while Nifty 50 was registered a fresh summit at 23,600 levels with a gain of more than 140 points during the noon trade. Earlier, the benchmark equity indices opened in the positive territory, while the broader indices opened in mixed territory. On to sports. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, Afghanistan defeated Bangladesh by 8 runs by DLS method in a nail-biting match at Kingston in St. Vincent. With this win, Afghanistan advanced to the semi-final as the fourth team and in the process knocked Australia out of the World Cup. Medium-fast bowler Naveen Ul Haq of Afghanistan won the title of Player of the Match for bagging 4 wickets and locking the victory of Afghanistan. Other 3 teams who had already booked berths in the semi-finals are India, England and South Africa. India will face the defending champions England in Guyana in the semi-final on Thursday. Talking on the prospect of India in the scheduled semi-final on Thursday, former Indian cricketer Madan Lal said, definitely India have a fair chance to win as India have a good bowling attack.
But definitely we have a better chance because the way the Indian team is playing, like our batsmen are getting runs and our bowlers are doing a great job, like Jasprit Bumrah and all the 3 spinners plus Harshdeep is bowling well. Because of we have a very good bowling attack, that's why we have a more chances of winning the game, you know. And on top of it, and then we have Rishabh Pant and Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli and Suryakumar Yadav. Hardik Pandey, the middle order, which is very, very important, that's where he is getting runs, you know, and he's bowling 4 overs.
While leading female cricketer Anjum Chopra feels 200-plus score in semi-final is what India should target against England.
Well, the game against Australia was one of those testing ones where the batting got tested, and now at least India can say that they know how to get to a 200. Not that they didn't, but then since they have got that target, so 200-plus score would be definitely one that is the Indian team looking at against England in the semi-final, because England is on its way up. They've won matches convincingly. Their batting order is an explosive one.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Om Birla files nomination as NDA candidate for Lok Sabha Speaker. Opposition INDIA bloc feels Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. The oath-taking ceremony of newly elected members of 18th Lok Sabha continues for the second day. International Sugar Organization Council meeting begins in New Delhi. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi calls for a global cooperation for sustainable and varied production of sugar cane. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange freed from UK prison after a deal with US authorities. Sensex jumps over 500 points to hit fresh all-time high. Nifty 2 at new peak. An immense T20 Cricket World Cup, Afghanistan clinch a thriller against Bangladesh to enter their maiden semi-finals. Australia bow out of the tournament. And with that, we end the midday news.